Find somewhere to take the car in for a brake job. It was squeaking and drying. This is August 24th, and I'm driving down the street. It's a little bit squeaky brakes in the Honda, and Marky said, "Not yet," and he meant not now. And I said, "You mean not now?" And he said, "Yeah, not now." And then I recorded it, and he said, "I said not now." Did you say not yet or not now?
Not now.
Uh-huh, that's what you
first
said.
First not yet, then not yow.
Not now.
Now.
Not yow?
Not now.
What about not yow?
That's a crazy word.
That's a crazy way to say things.
Yeah. Yow.
Yeah. Yow. Okay, now everybody, you can open your windows if you want some air. Got some cereal for the boys, hot cereal. And Marky said, "I'll just have a little bit. I'll have the little bittest." Marky?
Yeah.
Marky said, "I'll have the little bittest."
Don't run into me, though. Less bit.
What?
Less bit of.
The less bit?
No, less.
I'll have the less
bit of cream of wheat. Or the littlest bit.
Right, the littlest bit. Or the least amount.
Yeah. Mom, let's find some piece of cheese. The other guy, Brown, said.
How do you say brown, Mark? What's the right way to say brown?
Brown. A
brown kid. I'll try it.
No, brown kid said, "Here, you can have my root beer." And then he said, and he almost drank it down. And
what's
said,
the right way to say drink, Mark?
Drunk it down. And he said, what's his name? The brown guy on Turkey TV.
Jason.
Alright, Jason, I am going to kill you.
He said, "Mom?"
It's very hot, boy.
Yeah. Mom?
It's very hot, so you might want a little milk on.
I let mine cool.
You're a smart cookie.
Still pretty hot, Marky. Still pretty hot.
It's not hot. I need some milk.
You want brown sugar?
Yeah.
Alright. It will
always. I'll take some. I mix around all my honey.
Good.
Alright. Woo! Hot.
I'm cool.
Don't eat it from the middle, eat it from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes good from the middle.
But hot.
Tastes good from the middle sugar.
It tastes like the little salt. We're trying to cut down on salt anyway in our family, aren't we?
Together.
What?
Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll ever have to try.
Oh yeah, you could get, if you kept on using salt the way I do, you end up getting addicted to salt.
But I don't.
Mark certainly is when he eats french fries.
Mark's addicted to salt.
And
yeah,
potato chips.
He could be.
And Fritos.
Is that true, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Some people in this world who...
Sit down and put your mouth closer to your bowl, honey, so when you can pick it up, and you don't have to travel quite so far.
And I think Doritos. Don't like me anymore.
That's because you're not sitting down like Ross is.
That's because you're not sitting close enough.
It's too much work to carry it all the way up, and that's why you're having a hard time. Yeah, now you'll find it easier. men buy babies. That's
how men are. They just buy babies.
That's how men get their babies.
But women have babies.
Right. What if daddy wants
but
a baby?
When I grew up and I buy the baby,
mm-hmm.
and if I buy a baby,
when you grow up, yeah.
and he grows up,
mm-hmm.
will you be the grandma and grandpa?
Yes, definitely.
But
who's the great grandma and grandpa?
Well, I have to tell the children that you are my dad.
Yes.
And you're my mom. Why?
Why not?
I love telling.
No, what's wrong with telling them?
I just don't want them.
You don't want them?
Oh, well, if you don't want them, then I guess you don't have to. Didn't you want to know about Grandpa?
You don't want to tell
when you were a little boy, didn't you want to know about Grandpa?
Yeah, what if I didn't tell you about Grandpa?
Then I'd be bored.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd have nothing, right?
I wouldn't ever know his dad. If dad, if you're or mom and
mm-hmm.
dad were still alive. I wouldn't know.
Who's what? Say it again.
If your mom and dad were still alive.
What wouldn't you know?
I wouldn't know if your mom and dad were still alive
I see.
If you didn't tell me.
Right.
That those were your parents.
And would you like that?
No.
You'd rather not know? Would you rather know about
when I was growing up, I thought only when they're as big as you, that's when they die. But now I found out that really old people die.
Mm-hmm.
Old people. You know, grandma and grandpa.
You have to get pretty old, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Like how old?
70 or 40.
At least, right?
Yeah.
Like 40. 45. You know, 45? You know how old your dad is?
How?
40. So what does that mean?
And your mom is 50 or 2.
So
I think.
41.
60, I mean. 30 or 40, I mean.
And then you're ready to die?
30 or 50, 30 or 30 or no, not 30, 80.
That's a good age.
Yeah, that's a good age.
And
remember
90.
That's an even better age. I'd like to live like that.
But what if you're 40?
And you die?
Mm-hmm.
I got a way. Marky, I have a way of saying that.
How?
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
That's when you die young.
You think I'm gonna die?
Young.
Right now?
Yep. Oh. Excuse me, I gotta go die. Bye bye, I'm gonna go die.
Very funny, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
It's gonna take you a year to get up that.
It's gonna take you a year to get up that far, Dad.
Up that what?
He said, it's gonna take you a year. Very funny, Dad. It's gonna take you a year to get up that far.
Mark understands
age.
No. Eating no cookies, and Ross said, "Correcting, I'm not eating any cookies."
I'm eating the eating the cookies.
Now, how you say that?
I'm eating the cookies.
How you say that correctly?
I'm not eating the cookies.
I'm not eating any cookies.
Mark?
I'm not eating any cookies.
Very good.
Good.
How come?
That only if we be good, then he'll get us gum. What he meant is only if we are good, then he'll get us gum. I said, Dad, there's nothing that is warm enough, cold enough for me to eat. That's referring to his cereal, right, Mark?
Whatever you do, don't eat from the
was dancing, break dancing, and then the music, I said, finish it up, and the music's finishing, and then he struck a pose for the end of the dance and the end of the music, and he turned around and he looked at me and he said, just to make it logical.
So, in bed with Mama, he said, Mom, do you remember on the golf course there was this thing that said, don't touch? That was actually a high voltage shed that we watched out for when we were walking on the golf course. What about that?
Well, it was sort of a square type thing.
Yeah, you almost walked into it, didn't you?
What?
Did you almost fall in?
No.
You were terrified. Remember?
I didn't.
We were with Jabba and you were terrified.
I obeyed the orders.
You did, that's right. But you were a little frightened.
But the next
one. Oh, it was Ross who was frightened.
What did he do?
Very frightened.
What did he do?
Just was afraid to go near it.
Why?
How'd he get killed?
I know you get killed. What do you think I am? What do you think I am? Some all space creature from another world that doesn't talk like you.
Right.
And doesn't know the words to yes. Down here.
Yeah, I thought you were a space creature. Like
you're
a Martian.
You're wrong. I'm a Earth child.
I'm an Earth child.
Dumped gum.
Where?
Into paper.
Do you have chewing gum in your mouth?
No, it's in on the desk.
Lovely.
Where should it go?
There it is.
Where's Ross going? Ross is
going.
He's what?
He's going to get rid of his gum.
Throw it away.
I'm
going to throw away all the hungriness. I'm going to throw away all the all trashy stuff.
Okay.
You're going to say sleepiness per chance.
You know what? Once when Ross
said
that I'm
littered.
Yes, but it wasn't true.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a rotten thing for him to say, isn't it?
He said I littered once.
Yeah, he said you were a littered boy.
He said when I was 4, I littered.
Maybe he meant you were a lover boy. A lover.
No, I mean when I was 5, I littered.
Really?
What do you do when you litter?
I don't even litter. I litter.
No.
Ross said I do.
I see.
Said I littered once.
That's right. Okay. How do babies know how to talk when they were little? I said they didn't know anything. They didn't know how to talk, and he said, gee, babies must be very not know much, guys. They must not be very smart. Coming, Mom! babies learn how to speak. I said, what? And he said, they just listen to other people.
Yes.
They listen to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get big,
yeah,
they know what those words mean.
I see. That's neat, eh?
Yeah.
How do they learn what they mean, Mark?
I don't know.
That must be the hard part.
Because I'm not a baby anymore.
That's right.
So I don't know.
But that's the hard part, right?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Mom!
Keep going.
Mom! Can I put the syrup on now?
Yeah, there.
Yeah.
What?
Ross, get to the table. I don't care if you wait till it melts or what, but just get to the table. Eat the other thing. I didn't know you were going to run off of the TV. Somebody straighten Mark up. He's throwing his shoulder around.
No, he's doing all right. He's just having a little trouble playing.
Oh.
He's doing all right, huh? Now, and can you get fed?
Huh?
Can you get fed?
Yeah.
Good.
A snowy winter.
Well, definitely we have a snowy winter. Okay, so on.
Mm-hmm.
Who told you that?
I know so.
Okay.
Nobody told
me. You can just feel it in your bones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a cold fall and then a warm winter?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Did we have a hot summer?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't real hot. It could have been hotter.
You know, this weather.
It was pretty nice. It was a moderate
summer. Never anything.
No. No, no.
You have to pretend to make it extreme.
No. I'm not talking about this winter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this summer. I'm talking about when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
It was burning hot.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah. We had a real hot week that year.
1 week.
No,
when I was in kindergarten, it was burning.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And they had down that basement and had no air conditioning or anything, right?
Uh-uh. And at quiet time, I was burning and burning his cap.
Okay, hold on. Good morning. Have you had breakfast?
She's all dressed up. We have a day off.
Right in the middle of being drunk.
You need a haircut too, don't you?
Did you get one?
No.
I need one too.
Well, Joey, would you like a cup of cold cocoa?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to finish up here.
Just wait for us.
You can watch the TV if you like. Oh, your chocolate.
I wish you wouldn't put that back in place with the sink. A high lever. What?
A high lever, because once when I put it in high lever, it squirted in my face.
Honey, which bathroom sink was it? You mean the water?
No, the white sink.
The white sink.
It goes up to a high level.
I see. Upstairs or downstairs?
Oh, in the white sink.
Downstairs.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay. At least I wash my hands.
Oh, I see what he means, I guess.
He wished I hadn't installed it so high, because he squirts his hands. He gets his water all over it.
Oh.
This is in the porcelain sink that we, shell sink downstairs that I put in recently, where he washes his hands, and he wished it were down low where he could reach. He'll get higher.
Ross said, I can't seem to be able to get it open. And I think what he meant was, I don't seem to be able to get it open. Say, I can't seem to be able to get it open. I don't seem. No, he corrected himself some way. I can't remember what it was. When you were flipping the hamburger, you said, "I can't seem to be able to flip it over." Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And how should you say that?
Can't seem to be able to flip it over.
No.
Turn around.
No, that's not the right way to say it.
Huh.
See if you can say that sentence another way. Flipping it over is okay.
I can't seem to be able to flip it over.
No, that's not right.
Yes, it is.
No. We don't say, "I can't seem to be able to."
I don't seem to be able to flip it over.
Right. Now, which is the right way to say it?
I don't seem.
Uh-huh. And when you said, "I can't seem to be able to flip it over," that was had the right meaning, but was sort of wrong, right? Do you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Time Marcuse ever commented on the shape of words, he said, "The water is such a, what kind of word?"